the Sabbath. That's what we're going to talk about. The subject is the Sabbath. We're in Exodus, and we're reading Exodus from the Hebrew language, Hebrew reading and research as we study the Bible. In the book of Genesis, this is where we're going to go first. Verse number one, chapter 1 and verse number 26. Man was made on what day of the week?
The sixth day.
He was the sixth day. And what day of the week is that?
Saturday.
Huh?
Saturday?
No.
Friday.
Yeah, it's on Friday. He was made on Friday or Thursday. Actually, Friday began on Thursday evening.
At 6 o'clock.
So mankind was probably made on Thursday, wasn't he? But it was actually Friday. Yeah, anyway, verse number 26. God said us, let us, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, make mankind in our image. Now I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. After our likeness, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, and the birds of the air, and the tame beasts, and over all the earth, and over every living thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and the image and likeness of God he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them, said, let them be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it with all of its vast resources and have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves upon the earth. And God said, see, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is in the face of the earth, of the face of the land, or the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit, and you shall have them for food. And to all the animals on the earth, and to every bird of the air, and everything that creeps upon the ground, to everything in which the breathings of lives, I have given green plant for food, and it became good. That says was good, but that's not what it says in Hebrew. It became good. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it became good. Suitable, pleasant, and approved it completely, and there became evening, and there became morning the sixth day. And thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all of the armies are the hosts of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. And God blessed the seventh day and set it apart as his own and hallowed it, because on it he rested from all his work which he had created and done. And it says here in verse number 4, and this is the family histories of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. The Sabbath. The Sabbath means completion. The word Sabbath, or sabbaton, we got our word Sabbath right out of the Hebrew. And it means a completion. And God set 7 days in a week. The Catholic Church tried to make the Sabbath Sunday, and the Protestant world followed suit with it. The Sabbath is Friday evening till Saturday evening. That is the Sabbath. It will always be the Sabbath. There are Seventh-day Adventists. There are, of course, we have the Judy Judaism. We have the Islamic world. And all of them observe the Sabbath. Now, the early churches went to church every day. They went to church every day. They lived and breathed Christianity and Christ. Down through the years, I could tell you, we could go back and say when this person did this and when this person did that. In the mid-1800s, early in mid-1800s, there was a heretic Baptist preacher that started talking about the Sabbath. The Sabbath was Saturday. Well, the Sabbath is Saturday, basically, Friday evening till Saturday evening. Then we have the Seventh-day Baptist. Did you know that there are Seventh-day Baptists out there? There are. You can go up and down the highway on Highway 395 and it'll say the Antichrist. Sunday worship. Now, if you worship God on Sunday, you're not the Antichrist. But the Catholic Church did its dead level best. In Constantine's time, they declared that the Sabbath was Sunday. Now, how in the world are you going to change the Sabbath to Sunday and use the Bible? Because the Sabbath is not Sunday. It is not Sunday. Most Seventh-day Adventists, they'll ask you, what's the Sabbath? And I always say, Friday evening to Saturday. Yeah, you got that right. And I said, yeah, you got it right too. The Sabbath. But the problem with all of these people is that they think that they cannot worship God on Sunday. They think they can only worship God on the Sabbath. We should worship God on every day. Always every day. This is Wednesday. We have church here Sunday. We have three services. Monday we have a service, and Tuesday we have a service. And here we're having a service on Wednesday. So this week we have been worshiping and preaching God's Word every day so far. And maybe even tomorrow, maybe the next day, and then the next day, and also Sunday. A couple of years ago, I preached 385 messages 1 year. That was more than one a day. We didn't keep the Sabbath at all. Jesus Christ is our Sabbath. Don't let anybody tell you what day you've got to worship God on. Because you worship God every day. Not just on the Sabbath. Every day. Now, why was the Sabbath given? Why was the Sabbath given? In Leviticus 25:1-7 and Deuteronomy 15:1-7, it tells you mainly that the Sabbath was given for employees and animals. Did you know that the Sabbath was given for the donkeys, for the oxen? Did you know that? For the horses? For the cattle? The Sabbath was given for them so they could rest. Back in the early part of America, people in farms, basically a farmer, just about has to work every day, don't they? You hardly get out of it. But if a farmer back in the South and in what we call the Bible Belt was out there plowing on Sunday, the whole community looked down upon him. And the Sunday isn't even the Sabbath. But they had got this in their heads because of the Catholic Church to begin with. Later on, the Catholic Church got a revelation from God in Jerusalem. Down a piece of paper came from heaven and landed on one of the altars there. I could tell you the year and everything. I'm not going into all of that tonight. I have done it in the past. And it said on there, I will send everybody to hell that worships me on Saturday. The Sabbath is Sunday. Now, we know that God didn't send that letter, don't we? But people are superstitious. People are superstitious today in the Seventh-day Adventist and all of these days. All the ones that observe days, Paul the Apostle said, don't let anyone tell you the observance of days. To observe days and moons and weeks and feasts and etc. Jesus Christ nailed the Sabbaths to the cross. God always looked down on the underdog. Did you know that? And the underdogs are the donkeys and the horses and the oxen, etc. They worked and they plowed in the fields. But God said you let them animals rest on the Sabbath. And you let your workers rest on the Sabbath. If you have workers, you let them rest on the Sabbath. In America, the Baptists began to originate or to have Sunday school. Sunday school. Now, already from the Catholic Church and from the Protestant world, the Sabbath is Sunday. That's called the Lord's Day, they say. The Sabbath is Saturday. Period. There is no controversy over that in all reality because the Bible tells us that. So if the Bible says something, I don't care what we think or what we muster up or what kind of idea we have, the Sabbath is Friday evening to Saturday evening. That's the Sabbath. Period. But the influence had been in America and even through most Baptists except for the Seventh-day Baptists. You got Primitive Baptists, you got Missionary Baptists, you got... Let's just look at this for a moment. I'm talking about denominations here. Baptists. Baptists go all the way yonder back to Christ. Baptists, we have the Seventh-day Baptists. Seventh-day Baptists weren't going to swallow that the Sunday was the Sabbath. So they call them Seventh-day Baptists. And they went to church on Saturday. Like the Seventh-day Adventists. Okay? Now, also there's Missionary Baptists and Primitive Baptists. Primitive Baptists are what they call hard-shell Baptists. Hard-shell Baptists. I remember one of my teachers got up and he gave a sermon on election and predestination and foreordination. And he said, I'd rather be a hard shell than have no shell at all. I'll never forget that. A great man of God. The Primitive Baptists do not send out missionaries. They believe that God has elected people to salvation. And if you're elected to salvation, there's no way you can keep from coming to church when it's time for you to be saved. So they won't send out missionaries. Because they said God ordained those to be saved that would be saved. Now, Missionary Baptists, how did they get the word Missionary Baptist? And by the way, the Southern Baptists came out of the Missionary Baptists. The Southern Baptists and Missionary Baptists were one people at one time. Missionary Baptists simply mean that we send out missionaries because all men need to hear the Word of God. That's why they're called Missionary Baptists. The Southern Baptists and Missionary Baptists basically split in 1915. We're talking about a little bit about church history now. They split because the American Baptist Association and the Southern Baptist Convention, these people are the same people. They're two different Baptists. One of them was an association, one of them was a convention. And they split because they were taking the Lord's Supper in the conventions, and the Lord's Supper is a local church ordinance for the local church. And they split over the convention sending out missionaries. And yet the American Baptist Association sends out missionaries. And then there's other groups of Baptists that look at the association American Baptist Association and the Southern Baptist Convention as both heretic Baptists because the association and the conventions send out missionaries. Why would they divide over that? Because churches send out missionaries. A church is established by another church. And churches send out missionaries to establish churches. They don't establish missions, by the way. Now, these are little terms. We're talking about Sabbath, the Sabbath also. The Sabbath has been a controversy for 150 years among Christendom. For all the way back to 325 A.D. in all reality, with Constantine, when he decided to completely divide. That, in other words, this is another thing. You have a Bible here. This is called a codex. See this? It has a spine on it. It has pages in it. When Constantine had 50 complete Bibles written and copied by hand, by the way, they were in codex form. The Hebrew people had scrolls. Now, it's a lot easier to look at a codex and go on page 150 or Matthew 6 and verse 3, but when you give to charity, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Now, all of us can go there very easily in our Bibles. I had a girl in my class one time, Kathy, and her name was Kathy, and when I go from verses to verses, she'd always be the first one there, and I have her read that verse many times in Sunday school. She was had the fastest fingers in the Bible of anybody ever seen. I could barely get the word out, and she'd have right exactly where it was. The Bible in codex form is a lot easier to find a verse. If you have it in a scroll, like the Hebrews, you got to roll the whole scroll out. And you got to find it. But now, the Jewish Bible, the Hebrew Bible, is also in codex form. Now, Alexander the Great, he said, we don't want anything that looks like Judaism here. So we're going to have codex Bibles and we're going to have a different Sabbath. But what does the Bible say about all this thing? The Bible ought to be the most important, the absolute pristine clarification of what's going on. Now, in 23 and verse 10, in the book of Exodus, we elay Shemot, as it says in Hebrew, and Exodus is in the Greek Septuagint. Verse 10 says, 6 years you shall sow your land and reap its yield. But on the seventh year you shall release it and let it rest and lie fallow, and that the poor of your people may eat. This was ancient welfare. Now, the rich at this time were taxed 1/7 because they could grow all of their crops and they could harvest the crops and everything and they could make money off this crop, but on the seventh year, it is for the poor and for the beasts of the field. You shall let it lie fallow, and that the poor of your people may eat what that the land voluntarily yields, and what they leave, the wild beast shall eat, and in like manner you shall deal with your vineyard and your olive yard. You will do this all through the farm. God taxed these people. One thing, it kept them from getting absorbently rich. He had the Sabbath so they couldn't work the workers on the seventh day. And the animals. And God always looks for the underdog. He's the God of the underdog. 6 days you shall do your work, but the seventh day you shall rest and keep the Sabbath. That's your ox. God loves animals. He loves the birds of the air. God loved the birds of the air, so He gave them this rich man's field And the poor went in there and they harvested, they gleaned the field, whatever came up voluntarily, and also in the vineyards and in the olives and in the almond orchards, all of these, the seventh year, the owner was not allowed to harvest. And God said, I'll take care of you. I'll make your land produce more in those 6 years to where you can leave at rest. That's my rest. When Israel was carried off into the land of Babylon, he carried him off for so many Sabbaths because they hadn't observed the Sabbaths. And God did it. That land had a Sabbath. All at once. All of the compounded interest of Sabbaths. You shall rest and keep the Sabbath, and your ox and your donkey may rest, and the son of your bondmaid and the alien may be refreshed. Give them a day off. The Baptists started these Sunday schools because in the north and in the great factories, the children had to go to work when they're 4 and 5 years old in very dangerous conditions. And the only way they could get out of there is learn how to read and write. And so they taught them how to read and write the Bible. And that's how Sunday school got started. Even if it was on the wrong day. You can worship God on Sunday. Just as well as you can on Saturday and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Now, a lot of people are so strict in their idea of observing the Sabbath that they will only observe the Sabbath in the same day that Jerusalem observes the Sabbath and on the same hour that the Sabbath is observed in Jerusalem. Jesus is our rest. He is our Sabbath. Verse number 13, and all that I've said to you, take heed and do not mention the name of other gods, either in blessing or cursing, and do not let such speech be heard from your mouth. Verse number 12 is where we're going to read down here from the Hebrew Bible. Wishash, Shanim, Tizra, Et, Aritzeka, Weasata, Et, Taviatar. And 6 years you shall keep on sowing the land of you. Et, the land of you. And 6 years, six, we, shishi. Shishi is six. Years, shanayim. The word year means complete cycle, by the way, just like Sabbath. Sabbath means a completion. And the word year means a complete cycle from summer to summer, from winter to winter. Tizra, and you shall keep on sowing, second person masculine singular, cal imperfect. You shall keep on doing this. This is zara. Zara means seed. Zero. Et, sign of direct object, your land, Aretzika. Eretz is the name land there. Aretzika here means the land. This is in the genitive case. You possess that land. You are possessing that land, but God owns that land. You're caretakers, you're administrators of that land. We are safta, and you shall have gathered, second person, masculine, singular, each one of you, each person, cal, wal, consecutive, perfect, you shall have gathered the product of her, the land. You shall gather the product of this land. Go on a little bit further. Hopefully we'll have the syllabus out for you on PDF forms before too long, maybe. We ha shevi it. We ha shevi it. Tish me tena. Yunet hashta. Viakilu, Evayon, Amika, Viyitram, Tokal, Shayat, Ha, Sedeh, Ken, Taaseh, Likar, Mika, Lizitika. And the Sabbath. You shall keep on letting her rest. It's talking about the land. You shall keep on letting the land rest. You don't let the land rest, I'm going to take it from you. Second person masculine and singular. Each one of you now, each one of you landowners. Not talking about servants, I'm talking about the landowners here. Second person masculine singular, cal imperfect. Great big business should be an absolute example of generosity and what we might call loyalty to its servants. Right here, it tells you that. At one time, it was that way, wasn't it? Henry Ford and John B. Stetson, these great men of America, had a six-day work week. They got down where they only made their workers work 8 hours a day. Can you imagine that? When everybody was making them 12, 14 hours a day, 16 hours a day sometimes, barely enough time to go home and fall in bed and fall out again. Business should be an example of right and wrong. It should. That's what God is saying here. You need tashta. And you shall have left fallow. You shall forsake that land in the seventh year. We kilu. And they shall have eaten, third person, construct, plural, cow, wow, consecutive, perfect, the needy, the poor, the avayon. The avayon. The avayon. That means slaves. Avad. Comes from the word avad. Here it is an adjective. And you can look it up on page 2 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. Amika. Amika means your family. Let your family rest. And your family is your workers, your home. Part of your family. And remainder. She shall keep on eating. Third person feminine, singular, cal imperfect. Animal life. Chayat. Chayat means living things. All living things shall keep on eating that lamb. All living things. And the field, hasadah. That means the meadows, the pasture land. The animals that live in the pasture land, the animals that live in the wild. And so you shall keep on making. Can mean so or thus in this manner. Or because. You shall keep on making, second person masculine singular, cal imperfect. These are absolute God's ideals. Wouldn't it be nice if your employer did these things for you? Maybe he does. Maybe he's an absolute example. Carnegie. Andrew Carnegie went to his pastor one time, and he had caused the death and the maiming of thousands upon thousands of people and had devastated society with his steel mills. Terrible, 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 inhuman working conditions. And he went to the pastor and he said, "What can I do to make it up to humanity for what I've done to them? And I've gotten so rich, the richest man in America at that time. In the world, I mean." He said, "Well, build schools, build seminaries, build colleges, and build libraries, Carnegie libraries." So he did that because he was sorry for what he had done. He wasn't sorry when he was doing it. He hired this this horrible man to watch over his business. A terrible taskmaster. Totally contrary to what the Bible says. And you shall keep on making to your vineyard li kar mika. To your vineyard and to your olive grove the same way. And to your olive grove the same way. Verse number 12 now in the Hebrew Bible. Shisheth yamim ta'asa ma'asika yuva yom ha-shivi tishboth li ma'an yuna ruach shoverkar Wacha Amerika Wayin Nafish Ben Amita Wehagar Wehagar Shishit, 6 days. Shishit Amin, 6 days. You shall keep on doing your work. You shall keep on doing there is third person or second person masculine and singular, each and every one of you now. Each and every one of you bosses. Each and every one of you executives and CEOs, so to speak, if you looked at it this day, this way. You shall keep on doing work for you. Your work. And in day, the seventh, Ha-Shavi, in the seventh, the Ha-Shavi, you shall keep on ceasing. You shall keep on ceasing from work. Second person masculine, singular, cal imperfect. It comes from Shabbat. There's the word Sabbath right there. Li ma'on. And so that he may keep on resting. Yana ruach. Second, third person masculine, singular, cal imperfect. Your ox. Your ox there is in the genitive case. Shorika. Wacha marika. And your donkey in the genitive case. Case of possession. We in afish. And he may keep on retaining his soul, refreshing his soul on that day. He shall refresh his soul, his life. The word nephesh is in there. And then Ben. And Ben means son. Ben means what? According to a pattern, page 120 in Brown Driver Bid, Amitika. And your slave girls. They had slaves back then. And the pilgrim. And the wanderer. And a full-time RVer. In other words, somebody that doesn't have a home. This is where we get the word Hagar from. Hagar went from being the princess of Egypt, Pharaoh's daughter by one of his concubines, and to a slave girl in Sarah's house. Pharaoh took his daughter and gave Abraham his daughter for a political marriage, an alliance. And Abraham lied to him. We'll talk about a bad boy sometimes. That boy is a bad boy sometimes. He lied to him. He gave him camels and donkeys and maybe elephants and sheep and goats and cattle. And Pharaoh said, go that way. I want you to get out of my land. You lied to me. And you almost got me killed. And you cursed my land. Leave. And take everything I gave you with you, including my daughter. And he made a slave girl out of the princess of Egypt, Hagar. Yuvikal, Asher, Amarti, Alekim, Tish Shah Maru, Wishem, Elohim, Acharim, Lo, Tazah Piru, Lo, Yishama, Ayalapika. You know, God just says things the way it is, doesn't he? God said that Abraham loved him and he loved Abraham, and God picked him out of the land, and yet Abraham was like us. He was a scoundrel at times. But God loved him, he used him, he became the father of the faithful, except that he wasn't faithful, was he, to God? God told him to stay in the land of Canaan, he went down into Egypt. Then he goes over there into another area, and he goes over there after he goes down there, and God told him that through Sarah, he would have an heir. And that heir was, the summation of that heir would be Jesus Christ. And he kept selling her. He sold her to Pharaoh. Then he sold her to another man. And God appeared to that man in a hypnotic trance in a dream, and he said to him, "Give that man his wife back, or I'll kill you." And not only that, he knew. He got the news. And then he told Abraham, "Go out in the land. You do whatever you want to in that land. Just behave yourself. And don't be selling your wife to people again." And God said, "I'll have my prophet pray for you." Isn't that something? Fragile vessels used of God. Fragile vessels used of God. You be called a sheer. And in all, you there, that's a wow, but it becomes a you with that dot in the middle of it. That bath there. And in, bath is a preposition, page 88. And then call is a adjective, and it means all. Page 481. 253 was the conjunction there, that and. Asher, a little particle of relation or relative particle there. That or which I have said, first person construct singular, cal perfect, come from amer. Amariti. El alikim. Unto all of you. A preposition, all with a suffix. All of you. Tishamaru. And it says, and they shall keep on guarding and being a watchman. A watchman. Second person masculine plural, nifal, imperative. And we shall, and name of God, another, not ye shall keep on remembering. Remember, they came out of Egypt, and they had a lot of gods in Egypt. They'll call her. You shall not keep on remembering them, not. He shall keep on being heard upon your lips. The names of these gods shall not be heard upon your lips. What a story tonight. A kind of a, this is a book that nobody wants to read because it's too boring. But is it boring? It sets down rules for society. It is your protector. It is your he is your watchman. God loves you. God loves every little bird in the air and every little animal in the field. He takes care of all of them, doesn't he? And God made provision for them in the land of Israel. The land of Israel was actually the land of God. Israel always looked at God as a national resource. But they were administrators of God's kingdom. And God reminded them of that constantly. Our Father, we send this message out that it might clarify what you want in the lives of the people of the world. Because all this land, all the cattle on the thousand hills, and every hill, every dale in this world is yours. And we know that. And let people remember it. And remember, let people to remember to worship you on every day, not just the Sabbaths.